don't go too long before you realize that to be radical is to be soft.
You're listening to Canada's most listened to spiritual talk show. And now, here's your host, Drew Marshall.
Well, it wasn't that long ago that a guy named Doug Romano told me about a guy named Mr. Bennett. And went to his website, Planet Bennett, had a little look-see. And next thing you know, it was like 2 in the morning. I was there for a long time, just reading and listening and chilling and vegging. And then I said, you know, I don't know if my listeners deserve this, man. But I said, ultimately, yeah, I think they do. I'm a good man, Charlie Brown. He's back. It's only a few months ago. It was his first time here, and he's back again. He was gracious enough to perform at our Drew Marshall Show Christmas party and blew people's minds away there as well. Ladies and gentlemen, back on the Drew Marshall Show.
I'm back.
Mr. Bennett.
I'm back.
I'm back.
I'm like Ross Perot.
Yeah.
I'm back.
That's your comparison? Oh, my goodness.
No.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm good.
Are you?
All the better for seeing yourself.
Stop it. Stop
and
it.
Tim and Lillian, the yep. new host. Yes.
Good with the mostest. God good knows. Memory there. Well done. Yeah. Last time I saw you perform, it was at a wee club in the West End called...
Sister?
Yes, the Sister.
On Queen West.
On Queen West. And, you know, honestly, I didn't know what to expect. So saw a couple of other bands before you, and I thought, okay, this is cool. It's aight. And then you guys came on, and boy, you could tell the professionalism was there.
Sure.
Your bass player goes about, what, 420?
Yeah, he's a big fella. He's almost as tall and imposing as you.
Oh, he's a big cat. Lillian. Little Lillian is a bass player as well.
Yeah. Magic. Yeah? In a punk band?
Back in the day, I was.
Yeah, why'd you stopped?
You know, I went to divinity school, and that broke up the band.
Oh, you see? God, you see?
I know. God messed things up again. Is that a way it's going to...
I wasn't going to say that.
Who were some bands that you hung out? Are you open? Or you did?
Okay, our most famous bands we opened for were Fugazi and Sonic Youth.
Ah,
that was
man.
Like our high
point. I'm out of my league.
Do you know these?
Yeah, of course,
All right.
They're even older than we are.
Tell you, man.
And they're still going.
Well,
I don't know about Sonic Youth, but Fugazi, they're old.
The sound was incredible. The stage presence, the you know when you watch Star Search, remember that with Sinbad? When you watch American Idol, somebody always says near the end, okay, it sung really good, but you got to make use of the stage. You got to have stage presence. You know, there's an entertainment factor to this.
Show.
Man, you guys made use of it. It was a wee tiny stage, and I thought someone was going to die.
Well, I have to make sure I know where James is, because he is a big fella. And he's got a big beard, long hair, and a big bass that is often very close to my head. So, we did a gig last night, too, at the Press Club
nice.
In Toronto.
I would have come, except I had a thing.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, I'll let you go this time.
Thank you.
But, yes, we're good. We're hot. We've got about 200 years experience between us.
Seriously, a lot of talent there. Your drummer, Freak Show. What's his story?
Claude Kent has been playing in Toronto punk bands for 30 years. And James, the bass player, and I got together when I came back from the U of K a while ago and said, hey, let's play. He said, yeah, we used to play together 20 years ago. He invited Claude. Claude came in for the audition, which lasted about 20 seconds in my mind before it wasn't an audition anymore.
Yeah.
And he's great. They're great. And then Adam runs the room at Say What. And he came up to me twice and said, you know, I'm your new guitar player. And I'm saying to James, who the hell is this guy? Who is this guy? I said, no, you're not. Who are you? We're a three-piece. So he's in the band.
Yeah, like,
nice. Because they're awesome.
But
they're
here's how the whole night ended. Tim, you would have loved this, man. There was some damage done to some axes. Maybe it was your guitar and your bass player. First of all, your bass player slammed his bass down on the floor of the stage a few times. Boing, from the bottom down from where you put in the thing. What?
Yeah.
And then you guys rubbed the necks together of each... This is radio. I can't explain this as well as I'm trying to. Yeah. And then he just dropped them on the stage and walked off.
Like, try, you know. Yeah, and then we went home, and then we went trash the hotel, man. And went out and, like, you know, beat up a few taxi drivers.
Sure, through a phone.
Yeah.
A la Russell Crowe. Yeah. Nice.
Russell, yeah.
Anyway, that is just one side of you. The other side of you we are about to introduce to people right now.
Okay, which side do you?
What's that little piece of wood down there in the ground?
I've got a little ukulele here. This seems to be, the retirement plan seems to be happening early. It's like Adam. It's pushing its way in here saying, I'm your next thing.
Right.
And I seem to have a few splayed foci going on at the moment.
Uh-huh. This be one of them.
This would be one of them, which has always been with me, because I'm an obsessive minimalist, so the ukulele fits right in.
An obsessive minimalist.
Yeah. Except when it comes to words, which...
You ain't that. Ain't that. All right, what are you going to lay down for us?
I was going to sing a song that's called There's No One Else Like Me.
One of my favorites. Folks, this describes Mr. Bennett to a T.
It describes you. In fact, I was going to call it There's No One Else Like Drew. But I didn't know you then, so
no,
I couldn't.
No. Live. You're such a beat-in. Live on the Drew Marshall Show. Back like a recurring nightmare.
Like a 5 o'clock shadow.
Mr. Bennett.
There's no one else like me, and I'm sure you must agree. From Inverness to Waikiki, no one else like me. There's no one else like me. What you get is what you see. No hokum or chicanery. No one else like me. There's no one else like me. Neither real nor imaginary. I can't be beat for modesty. No one else like me. There's no one else like me. Neither real nor imaginary. I'm fast as wind and tough as a tree. No one else like me. There's no one else like me. Oh, you could say I am an oddity. I think you'll find its rarity. No one else like me. There's no one else like me. A rinky dinky dinky doodle dee. On a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. No one else like me. There's no one else like me. Not a word of a lie do I tell thee. I beat Muhammad Ali and Bruce Lee. No one else like me. There's no one else like me. It's been decided by the grand jury. So just beware of forgery. No one else like me. There's no one else like me. Oh, I could go on endlessly. Just like Bohemian Rhapsody, but not like Solomon Grundy. No one else like me. There's no one else like me. And all the world is full of jealousy. From Inverness to Waikiki, from Halifax to Moosonee, from Moscow to Schenectady, from the Rocky Mountains to the Bay of Fundy, Italy, Romani, and Dundee, from Tallahassee to Poughkeepsie, Timbuktu to Timbuktree, from the Okeechobee to Omimi, all the way from Turkey to Albuquerque, Albany, Tuscany, Chamonix, Hackney, all the way from Goose Bay to Moose Factory. No one else like me.
On the Drew Marshall Show, you know why he's back. Mr. Bennett. Mr. Bennett.
I'm back.
Thank you. That is a delightful little ditty.
Yeah.
A delightful little ditty. I would like to have you regale us with some story.
Oh, boy. Which one?
Let's talk about the Satanists one more time, because, you know, for some reason that always intrigues me.
Mm.
You've performed in, let me just get this right here for this blurb that we put out on the website there. Supported acts like The Fall, Ron Sexsmith, Jonathan Rachman.
Oh, that was magic.
And has played in a lingerie shop, the London Palladium, Camden Town, in an Alabama party or house party for Satanists.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Oh, yeah. My agent is... no.
Yeah.
yeah, well, there's a guy in New Jersey, Frenchtown, New Jersey, called Jeff Terrailer, aka Lucky.
Okay.
And for 20-odd years, we've been getting together the tour just so we could hang out for 2 weeks because he lives there and I live here. And so we've done a lot of European tours together and a few American tours all up and down the East Coast from New Jersey to Tallahassee to Poughkeepsie to New Orleans and all the way back up. And one of the gigs in between the gigs was this house party in Alabama. And we thought, there's something going on here. Like, was something not quite right? They're like yogurt weavers or something like that. And we thought, okay, I don't smell any patchouli. So I'm trying to make it short. At the end of the night, after dinner and after we played, the one guy said, yeah, we were fishing around. And anyway, he just came out and said, yeah, we're the local chapter of whatever, you know, Satanists at 101, you know.
Yeah, R.Us.
R.Us, yeah, right beside the Toys R Us. So... we said, well, okay, so we got to go to...
Now.
No, wait. And we had been billeted already, so we didn't want to be weird or impolite or show that we were scared to death.
Yes.
So we ended up staying in the same room, in the same bed with the locked door. And Jeff's a big fella like yourself, right? Jeff's pretty handy down south.
Uh-huh.
I feel good with him, but
yeah.
I thought, Jeff, we were lying in bed going... what's going to happen? What's going to happen to us here? Like, you know?
You so ask yourself, like, why you got invited?
Yeah. They just wanted some entertainment.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
And they weren't, you know, particular. It didn't have to be Devil Rock or,
nope.
You know, Satan Disco.
Right. Or ABBA cover band.
Yeah. They wanted us, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Or right. They wanted us, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Maybe we turned them. Maybe they're all, who knows?
Who knows?
You
Did
don't
do anything, like, satanic?
There were no sacrifices. There was no goats. No, you know, no, no, it was just a feeling, just an odd thing, you know. Oh, and some, they all had horns.
Yeah. Aside from that,
yeah.
And they all had horns. We hung out somewhere and did something one time, and it brings to mind a story that, oh, I know. You are going to be playing soon on some friends of mine. They have a little radio show.
Yes.
What's it called again? Humble and Fred.
Hubble and Humble.
Hubble.
Oh, the telescope twins.
Yeah, yeah.
Canadian invention, that. Yeah, the arms start working.
HumbleAndFredRadio.com. And
yeah.
Neat guys, you remember them from back in the day.
I remember them from 102 before it was The Edge.
Yep.
When Marsden had the shack and whatever it was a million years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are going to be a great fit on that show. It's going to be a lot
I'm
of fun.
So
that comes up on the 8th or something? No,
the
what was it?
8th of February.
8th of February.
Yeah, at HumbleAndFred.com radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, not quite as good as the Drew Marshall.
No, it's nowhere near. Let's not kid ourselves here. It's nowhere near as good, really. The punk stuff. I expected when you know, because I haven't really. You know, it's the first time I went, right? So when I went in, I didn't know what to expect, but I thought there'd be some faux hawks, some mohawks, some black hawks, some dark saw. I don't know, whatever.
Dark saw.
And it was pretty normal, man.
Yeah.
You know, is the punk scene chilled?
I don't know. I don't know if there's a scene of any kind in Toronto. Coming back after 18 years or so away, you know, around in the 80s and the 90s, when we were all lads and all that, there was a scene. They had the Phantoms and Andrew Cash, who's now a politician. They were kind of the king of the hills, and the rest of us were mooching around doing pub gigs and now, I don't know. The kids come to the gigs, and they're half our age, and sometimes we're opening for them. There's 2-3 bands on, and they tend to leave as soon as their bands are finished, which is a bit odd for us old schoolers, you know. So I don't know if there's a scene. I personally have walked through punk and folk and rock all my life, but never really wore the uniform, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just a scatterbrain when it comes to stylistic focus.
Mm.
So Garage Baby... the band you're talking about is punky. Is certainly punkish, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like humble. Jewish.
Jewish, yeah. So we're not sure whether or not a uniform is necessary or the anti-hero, the anti-image, whatever. It's just jeans and a T-shirt, let's face it. Yeah. After the first song, you're soaking wet anyway. So, you know, it's not pretty.
It's very true.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, get it going.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you remember our moment in a movie theater one time watching a little flick called Hellbound?
Hellbound.
Yeah.
I was hoping you wouldn't share that.
Why?
Well, you know, I don't get kissed often by by radio hosts.
Not that moment in the movie theater. Sorry. When we went and we watched and we and it was a movie that I think both of us responded
awesome.
To favorably.
Yeah.
Have you seen that, by the way, Lillian? You would really enjoy that as well.
Yeah, what's it about?
It's Hellbound, and it's basically a movie about is there a literal eternal damnation, a place of eternal torment called hell?
Kevin Miller.
Yeah, is Kevin Miller's a producer. And, you know, Rob Bell came out with that book about
Love Wins.
Yeah, Love Wins, and kind of trying to erase the eternal damnation thing. And anyway, it just explores a whole bunch of angles.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Absolutely magic.
There's this highway in Indiana, you know, that you drive across, like, for
You know you don't have a microphone, right?
Oh, 60. All right. Well, no, but it's like they've got...
69.
Yeah, and they've got this big poster
Northeast.
Up there, and you're driving by all these, like, cornfields, and it says, hell is real, and you're just like, yeah, I'm in it. You know,
yeah.
It's like Indiana.
Indiana wants me.
Oh, yeah. That's a beautiful
team. But that movie and Kevin Miller, great job. And then I didn't know you were going to get up in the end and do your thing.
Right.
Which is amazing, the way you take your thing everywhere you go.
What
like the Christmas party you graciously invited me to.
Right.
At the end of the dinner,
uh-huh.
I hope I'm not going out of context here.
No.
You got up and got a man on the phone who was at the hospital whose daughter was basically dying of leukemia.
Yeah.
And you said, you asked him questions, and I thought, you know, here's the guy doing his thing. And it's brilliant, you know.
Thanks.
And, yeah. And you called the Hare Krishna guy dude, and I just still obviously respect you.
You know, next time I go go visit the Hare Krishna temple, you should come with me. I think it would be an interesting experience.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Speaking of experiences, could we have another one, Mr. Bennett?
Another experience?
Yeah. Would you mind?
Do you want a musical
yes,
experience?
A musical number? A ditty?
There we go. This one was written in 1962 when I was two.
By you?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it was written by me, but I think I wrote it about 6 years ago.
Okay.
In a trailer in, I can't remember the name of the town, in Western England.
Okay.
So it's called, I don't know, never mind. Looking out my window, bird up in the tree. I look up at him, he looked down at me. Some folks say I'm lazy, let life pass me by. Some folks say I'm crazy, and I can't deny. I don't know what to do, I don't know what to say. I don't know about you, but I like it that way. I don't know what to do, I don't know what to say. I don't know about you, but I like it that way. One more cup of coffee goes straight to my head. Heard you saying something, but I don't know what you said. Maybe I'll come see you, show you what I got. Maybe, 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 maybe not. 'Cause I don't know what to do, I don't know what to say. I don't know about you, but I like it that way. I don't know what to do, I don't know what to say. I don't know about you, but I like it that way. Listen to Beethoven and Rachmaninoff. I turn on the TV and then I turn it off. Telephone is ringing, someone at the door. Wonder who it is and what they want me for. 'Cause I don't know what to do, I don't know what to say. I don't know what about you, but I like it that way. I don't know what to do, I don't know what to say. I don't know about you, but I like it that way.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bennett in the house. Mr. Bennett in the house. PlanetBennett.com is where you go for that kind of stuff and more. You are you're eclectic. People say, ooh, eclectic. I don't know what that means, but they say.
Weird.
Yeah, you are weird. You sing about a lot of different things. You sing in a lot of different styles. Mm. Do you feel like you have disorder?
Yes. And I'm accepting disorder. That's the way it is. Mm-hmm. You know, people in the West in our whole lives called money versus art, money, recognition, success. This is progress, the straight line that goes up. No, it isn't. The universe goes spherically. It goes like this. So when people wind their hands on both sides of their head and say, you're crazy, I go, yeah. The universe operates in spherical rotation. I have always written all kinds of things in all kinds of ways. And after 40 years, I've decided, you know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I'm not, whatever. I'm going to do whatever I do and say however I say it. I stop worrying about stylistic representation. I'm all over the place. I'm like the wind over here. This is what I do. You know, it comes out. Stop questioning it. Just do it. Just do it. Although.
Yes.
Yeah. Although, you know, I'm sure BB, I always envied artisans, craftspeople who could make a table or a chair and say, boom, there it is, it's useful. What I do doesn't exist until you sing it. Or B.B. King, boom, image, boom, style, boom, there it is, B.B. King, boom. He does one thing. I'm sure he can play a folk song by the campfire. You know, I don't have that, and I've decided to stop questioning it. I've had A&R, heads of A&R, guys from Warner, managers, come to my house, come to my gigs saying, you're amazing. I don't know what to do with you. They all say the same thing. Because I'm not stylistically focused. And I no longer care.
Good. Well, you, do you know the name Eva Cassidy?
Yeah.
You know, that was her issue as well. They couldn't put her into the box to make money from her gifts because her gifts were aplenty.
Yeah,
and she fit into all sorts of different genres and didn't want to fit into one. So,
I think there's a bit of insanity there. I think there's maybe laziness in that if you really worked hard, you would focus and say, right, here's what I've got. Or there are several things that I've got and be intelligent enough to present them to the marketplace. I'm just not sure that's the measure. Mm. And maybe the future for me, as I get older, I think publishing, it makes a lot of sense. And if someone could or would sing any of these songs, that would be wonderful. But in the meantime, if I show up to a punk gig with Garage Babe with my ukulele, so be it. I don't care.
Just before, I want to go out with one of your songs from the site there. And specifically, I want to highlight the Garage Baby stuff. And I've got to ask, you know, because you and I are on the same page, but not everyone knows what page we're on. And they're not on the page with word pair.
We're not even in the same book.
I don't know, man.
I can't even read.
But I have to ask because, you know, I don't get offended at anything. I'm a white middle-class male who lives in North America. What do I have to be offended about? Nothing. Yeah. And swearing is at the least of my, you know, I got way more things that I need to be convicted about first. So I got to ask you this. I want to play a Garage Baby song. The one song that I just loved because of the, I don't know why. I thought we were going shopping tonight.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
What's that called? And,
that's
and
what
is there
get.
Any way we can listen to that
yes,
now?
Yes, GarageBaby.ca.
And is there swearing on it?
No.
Okay.
No, GarageBaby.ca.
Okay.
That's what you get. And this is one of the new ones, which is coming out on a new album.
Okay.
Now, those guys are very good. I mean, they're very disciplined, and they won't let me be a scatterbrain.
Right.
So they focus the heck out of me,
yeah.
And it's exhausting for me,
yes.
But it's very good, and this is a result of that.
Okay, and it's on the site GarageBaby.ca, yes?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So while Tim finds that, hopefully, I just want to thank you again for coming in. I want all of our listeners to explore what you are about. If you're a sensitive homeschooled Baptist, you may not want to go there.
Well, you might.
Did I say that right? I want to offend as many subgroups as
well,
possible.
Well, then play the album on Planet Bennett, which has an explicit lyric in the very first song. It's my spoken word album, which, again, takes stylistics to the limit. That's the album I'm the happiest with. And it's called The Word Man of Alcatraz, and it's a spoken word with cinematic widescreen music at planetbennett.com. But on the Drew Marshall Show, this is from Garage Baby, and it's nice. Called
Go ahead.
Nice throw.
I can't do it.
Folks, we've run out of racetrack here, and we've got to go back to normal life. But want to thank Mr. Bennett for coming all the way into the Big Smoke here. And want to thank especially Lily and Daniel for coming all the way from Chicago. And isn't she a cutie? Isn't she just a cutie? Don't you hate that? You hate that, don't you? You've had cutie your whole life, haven't you? You hate it, right?
No.
See the quiet?
She loves it.
See, she just went. Anyway, folks, again, I have no clues on next week's show, but if you'd like to know, you can follow us on Twitter, you can follow us on the Facebook, you can sign up for weekly emailed updates through the website, drewmarshall.ca. Every bit of today's show will be posted on our website later for listening pleasure, your listening pleasure, by the end of the week. We get around to it eventually. We're Canadian. We just, you know, eventually it's there. And have a little listen to Grand's Baby here on the Drew Marshall Show with Mr. Bennett being the front man of this crazy tune. Hey, do me a favor, will you? If you're new to this country, get the heck out of the left lane. Bye-bye. Tonight. That's what you get. That's what you get.